Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you are part of the conversation, not part of the, you won't be part of the problem if you're part of the conversation, you're actually learning something. It's really that simple. As I said before, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, get informed, that's the big one. You know, let's get you informed. So do you have the right information to push back on today? We're going to deal with a whole bunch of stuff. Alfonso Rachel joins me in a few minutes. The guy that we lovingly, and I mean that, I'm not joking, I'm seriously referred to as Zoe, and he's going to join us. Got a lot of stuff going on in the news that we're going to talk about there, as well as some biblical situations where, my God, I just can't believe that people don't get it. But we'll talk about that when he gets on. And today is also supposedly, what is it, Earth Day? Where we're supposed to, I don't know, be kind to Mother Earth? Why is not Father Earth? Why is it Mother Earth? Why is this, you know, gender neutral Earth? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, there's no consistency among these people. Have you figured it out yet? Maybe Mother Earth doesn't want to be called Mother Earth. Maybe it just wants to be called Earth. Yeah, because that's what God named her, but that's beside the point. 855-REAL-JOE, 55732-5563. Always a pleasure. Love it when you're involved and you're engaged. You know, I'll do that when he's on with me. But Biden supporters, I hope you're very happy. No, really. Again, Joe came out. There was a guy, the mayor of Boston. And they jokingly called him Mumbles Menino. And the reason behind it was because the man never spoke English. No. I'm not making fun of him. Not like he was Italian or Irish or had like a brogue or something like that. No. He mumbled everything. Especially when he knew he was wrong. And here you have Joe Biden doing the same thing, you know, walking away from the mic, turning his head away from the mic, mumbling, looking his head down. Yeah, I'm going to sign those tomorrow. And you never know what the guy's really saying. I'm not sure he knows what he's really saying. So we see Russia is massing troops along the border with Ukraine, you know, like they did with Trump. Oh, no, they didn't. Ukraine's threatening to take Crimea back by force. They wouldn't do that under Trump. But, like, you know, you guys are doing a great job. Nobody was saying anything bad about him. Somebody actually wanted me to be part of a survey to see if Jen Psaki was doing a great job. I said, yeah, if you're talking about going around in circles, she's doing a fantastic job, right? China's threatening Taiwan. Its neighbors will also threaten our ships and Navy in North Korea, testing missiles again. Restarting their nuclear weapon program. Iran's been emboldened. They're making more than their normal threats. Right, our southern border is now a humanitarian disaster. And all of this has been directly caused by this administration and in record-breaking time. Got to admit, they're fast. Ford is closing a plant moving to Mexico just after bringing it back from Mexico because Trump made a deal with them to keep those jobs here. The current administration plans on raising corporate income taxes, so Ford went, okay, adios, see you later. I just spent almost $5 a gallon for gas in California. Thank you, Biden and Newsom. The price of steel is up 145%, lumber is up 126%, wheat up to 25%. The food index is up 25%, cotton 35%, silver 38%, copper 50%, soybean 71%, oil is 80% up. Thank you, Joe Biden voters. Thank you so much. But they won't say a word because they won't admit the party of non-responsibility. Remember? Pipeline. In the first few days of Joe becoming president, wiped out the pipeline. How many... In the pipeline, in wiping that contract out, he wiped out 12,000 plus jobs in one pen stroke just for the pipeline. I'm not talking about the jobs around him. Think of all the wall construction jobs that were lost and all the metal that's out there rotting away because it's laying on its side, not being painted. $1.9 trillion in stimulus that funds the administration's pet projects. Only a fraction, a small fraction of that dollars will come back to our people. $29 trillion in debt with $4.8 trillion projected for 2021. He's going to add about another $9 trillion by the time he gets done when you add everything up. Right? More money for a new Green Deal. Nobody believes. Even the Europeans know it's not going to work. I mean, seriously, you know, I found out some information today and looking at Earth Day and other things that I never knew before. You've got places like France and Spain and places like that. They don't have the energy we have. They don't have it 24-7. They frequently have brownouts. They can't crank the heat or anything else up in the wintertime when it's cold. But hey, I guess that's what we want. We want to be third world nation status. Joe Biden is definitely Obama's third term on steroids. No question about it at this point. 6%+ unemployment with millions of job openings that can't be filled because federal unemployment assistance makes it more advantageous to stay at home. He's done all of this in a matter of 70 days. And you think it's bad for 70 days? Wait for the next 2 years. Show me, senior host. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H E A R T FDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The truth. We are back. You listen to Real Style on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. You know who my guest is, but before I bring him on, you know, you guys send us emails, and some of them I actually get a giggle out of, you know, we have never taken the Lord's name in vain here. I will tell you, you will find out, you should know every morning when you look in the mirror, Jesus does have a sense of humor. The Lord does have a sense of humor, okay? And there's a lot of things going on that today, if some of you really believe that if Jesus came back today, he would be using a slate tablet, okay, and he would have sandals on and a white robe. Sorry, wrong answer, okay? I mean, there's a lot more to this, but you're stuck on a certain, I don't know if somebody taught you this, I don't know if you saw it in a picture, because a lot of Christians I speak to kind of recite a picture. They never really recite the word. I mean, must have saw some beautiful painting on a wall somewhere. But I want to start with this, Matthew 28:16-20. It says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them." Hey, guys, meet me over here, kind of thing, right? "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore,'" hey guys, "go out and make disciples," right, followers, "of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, This is the part I want you to pay attention to. Put this in your notebook. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Because, you know, guys like myself and Zoe go out and talk to people about, you know, politics and voting and parties and what have you, not to be political, because we're not. We're trying to tell them how it lines up with God's word. Jesus did not only teach about his coming back. He taught so much more than salvation, which is what you all think is what he was talking about. In Matthew 19, he teaches about marriage and divorce. Matthew 25, he teaches about, taxation. Matthew 20, it's about employee-employer relationships. Oh, my. And in John 8, 10, civil court proceedings. Have you guys heard this stuff taught in churches? All I ever hear about from, you can tell I'm on a rant here. All I ever hear about from my friends is about the sinner's prayer. Yeah, well, I got with so-and-so, and I taught them the sinner's prayer. I can't find the sinner's prayer in the Bible. There's nothing in there that Jesus says, here, to get them saved, have them say this. Notice what I said? Have them say this. Do you guys know that the sinner's prayer was introduced in 1920? So apparently nobody got saved before 1920. Thank God for the person who came up with the sinner's prayer. And finally, there are 613 laws in the Bible. It deals with everything, and I tell my friends this. There's nothing in the Bible that isn't dealt with. Nothing. There's no situation that God went, oh, I forgot that. Okay, not a one. And it deals with everything from immigration to marriage to taxes, you name it, it's there. So why are you teaching your kids Caesar's laws? Alfonso Rachel joins me. We love him. We refer to him. And so where did I go wrong?
Man, all you're going to get right now, man, is a big amen. I can't really tell you where you went wrong. And you're right, man. But why are we teaching Caesar's laws? But unfortunately, you have a lot of people out there, even our Christians, man, they misunderstand, you know, because they like to go to the render under Caesar, what a Caesar, and we're supposed to be obedient to, you know, Caesar and stuff like that. Not understanding that Jesus wasn't talking about justification for taxation. He was talking about idolatry. You know, let me see that coin. What's on that coin? A picture of a false god. That's idolatry, guys. So, you know, this isn't Jesus, like, giving this endorsement to a state rule and stuff like that. And you're right when it comes to, like, you know, when people are understanding Jesus and this lesson of salvation, it's like, look, guys, you don't get none of that. You don't get his moral lessons. You don't get his blessings. You don't get the salvation. You don't get none of that unless you understand who he is. Right. There's
amen.
You got to square up the things that qualify him in the first place. Don't get me wrong, because Jesus appreciates it that you come to him by faith. It's like, yeah, that's a good step right there. I like that. Now, by that faith, and if you understand, and I invite you before we really get cooking with this rulership over you, I invite you to know who I am. That way I become the builder in you. I'm that carpenter guy, right?
Yep.
So I edify you. I build these things in you. And that's what, when he's talking about make disciples of all nations, before you get out there and try to make a political party of nations, whatever, how they want to set up their political systems, or in this case, we're talking about America or anything like that, before you can make anything else, you've got to have it built on something solid. And you build that on the understanding of who Jesus is, then you have a solid foundation to build your principles on. And lastly, when we talk about, you mentioned the sinner's prayer, you're right, man, there's no sinner's prayer. The model prayer is our Father in heaven. Once you say that prayer, that's the prayer that you need to give. You don't need to give a sinner's prayer. The model prayer, the prayer that when they ask Jesus, hey, how are you supposed to pray? And Jesus broke it down. He didn't start speaking in tongues or anything like that. He didn't come up with some other, you know, other fanciful thing or gestures or grab some idols or some beads or anything like that. He says, you bust it out like this. And that prayer covers everything. Right?
Well, hey, wait a minute. You just hit it, though. Don't go over that too fast. He didn't say, yo, write these down because you got to pray these words. Okay? He said, pray like this. In other words, look at the content of what he said. Thanking God for your daily food. Thanking God for the resources. You know what I'm saying? You know, show us where the evil is so we don't walk step into it. I mean, seriously. But people will say, well, you know, you and I have both done it. We've prayed with people who want to lead the prayer. And they pray the Lord's Prayer. And in the back of my head, God bless them. Right? You know what they say in Texas? God bless their hearts. But Jesus said, pray like this.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something?
Yeah. Because, like I said, it's not supposed to be all these trappings to make it look like so official or anything like that, you know, making these gestures towards God or anything like that, or getting caught up with some sort of symbolism or anything like that. It's like, look, man, it's just like this, and I'm going to cover all the bases. Our Father in heaven, recognizing that he's the Father of everybody, hallowed be your name, he's the one who's holy, your kingdom come, that's what we're looking for. Your kingdom is not really the kingdom unless I'm there, right? It's like it takes Jesus to actually have this kingdom. Your will, and God's will is going to be done anyway. It ain't like you need to be able, you have to pray for it. No matter what, God's will is going to be done. But when we ask for the daily bread, what we're saying is, God, give us the strength to be able to handle your will. God's will is going to be done anyway, right? We can't stop that. We need to be able to handle it. It takes him for that. So, lead us not into temptation, meaning that God don't, it's a weird thing to ask God. God, why would we have to ask God to not lead us into temptation? It's about God not giving you the thing that you want the most. God, if there's something that I want, my deepest desire, even if it's my deepest desire, if I would do evil with that, if I would do something that would be an affront to you, withhold it from me. I don't even want it anymore. So don't lead me into temptation. Deliver me from evil and the evil one. Don't even let me have my blessing if it will cause me to do evil. So the Lord covers everything in there. You know, so it's like if a sinner is going to repent, that's all you need.
All right, so you got enough word to chew on for at least a commercial period. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host, Uncle Farr. Joe joins me after the break.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House climate envoy John Kerry is now saying it is feasible after he was asked about President Biden's plan to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
Will we probably exceed it? I suspect yes. I think a lot of us will wind up exceeding the predictions we're making because we're measuring predictions by the economies we have today and by the technologies we have today.
President Biden made the pledge during the first day of a two-day virtual climate summit. He told the leaders of 40 different countries he will create jobs and he'll help improve the economies of different countries around the world. Texas has announced that it's reversed its ban on spiritual advisors entering the state's execution chambers. The reversal comes 2 years after the state banned any chaplain from entering the execution chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. She kissed me. You're listening to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And, you know, just listen. All you got to do is get informed. I don't even ask you to agree with me. You hear what I have to say? Go check it out on your own. I've made mistakes. You guys have any stories where you've made mistakes? Check it out. Make sure it's true before you start spewing it all over the place. You know, we've seen these Twitter wars and words that have been said over the last couple of days that weren't true. They were all spoken out of emotion, and they were wrong, and they do nothing more than harm more people than they help. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and he is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fighty-Duddy Bible Study in the Zoe Loft. Zoe, always a ball having you with me.
Likewise, man. Let's party.
We know how they party. They got to go get you music first. And they can't get you music unless you tell them how to get there.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, the invitation to the party there is bronzeserpentmedia.com. And they can catch the Zopium Den, House of the Anti-Platy-Dudded Bible Study, the Zoloft, the music project, 20-pound sledge. Jesus has this in his iPod, man. It's his workout playlist, you know, so we can get, you know, in good shape, you know, to handle the devil when he comes back.
I think you're the first or second person on his iPod podcast thing, I'm sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the Lord is a sledgehead. I can prove it because the Isaiah 41:15 says, "Behold, I make you new and sharp, a sledge. I make you a threshing sledge, new and sharp with many teeth, and you will pulverize the mountains to dust and lay the hills to chafe." So, you know, that's, you know, the Lord be getting his sledge on. So you're going to want that party music.
You know, I have to constantly ask for forgiveness because I am an antagonist, okay? And when I go through some of these Facebook pages and these people make the dumbest offhanded comments about Christians or Jesus or what have you, you know, I just throw one scripture or one line in there and then I walk away and let them. And I'm watching Christians eating themselves up, right? And you and I were talking about during the break. It's because they don't study. They don't know. They really don't know what the Word says. And the Bible tells us, study to show yourself approved. Doesn't say read. Don't go by the Reader's Digest version of the New Testament, which I think is like 8 pages long or something. You've got to read it. You've got to study it. And you have to understand it was written in a different language.
Yeah.
So, you know, words have different meanings. And you and I were talking about this before. I said, you know, the Bible says to train up your child in the way it should go. Now, the real word is catechi. I screw this up all the time. Catechize, right? I mean, we had catechism when we were kids in Catholic school. But basically, it is an instruction. It's not a subtle teaching. It is an instruction. It is a way in which to instruct principles that build upon principles. It's not a, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. Great, got it down. Let's go. It's a building, like basic mathematics. And you know, you hear people. I took my son and daughter to church, and They'll have it. And I trained them up the way they should go, you know, go to church. And they're like, really? That's it? You're done? I wish it was that easy. But that's where we're losing. That's one of the conversations I have a lot lately, and you and I have had them too, where the Christian church is failing big time because they're not teaching what Christ told them to teach. That's number one. And number two is the general Christian populace going to church every week really ready for meat?
Man, I tell you what, man, it's you know, that's so reflected in the word that says, you know, do not provoke your children to wrath, but raise them up in the instruction of the Lord. And when you raise your kid up in the instruction of the Lord, it's not just, you know, saying Jesus said this and Jesus said that. It's like, no, this is who Jesus is. That's what you're supposed to be teaching. And he is the builder. As you learn Jesus, he's the one who builds the morality and the constitution in you. He builds the integrity within you as you learn him. That's how you learn right from wrong. You learn the discernment and stuff like that. He's, you know, this lesson is demonstrated in the building of the tabernacle itself. When you build the tabernacle, this tent is more than just a house that you dwell in, where it's like, okay, you're familiar with things about your house. A house is supposed to be something that you're very familiar with. And Jesus, that's how we're supposed to abide in him, and he abides in us. So it's demonstrated by this home setting. But a tabernacle is more than that, because with the tabernacle, you are really involved with the raising up and deconstructing it to move it, right? So you're very intimate with the infrastructure of it. It's not like just looking at a wall socket and you know that there's a wall socket, but you know that there's roughing in aspects of it, the electrical and the plumbing and for the wet wall and stuff like that. With the tabernacle, you know every facet of it, and that's where the Lord wants us to be. He's like, I want you to know me, and I build in you. But we're not being taught that. We're taught more of, well, I guess I'm just supposed to believe in Jesus, and I guess he's supposed to do something for me, and you know, I'm supposed to sing about him and all that sort of stuff. And, hey, all those things are great, but it doesn't mean anything unless you know who he is.
No. There's a great scene in, what was it? There was a series of these books, right, about the second coming of Christ, you know, leading up to the second coming of Christ. And they turned it into a movie. And in one of the scenes, almost everybody in the church is gone. Christ has already returned, and almost everybody in the church is gone. And the only two or three people left is the pastor and two or three others.
Uh-huh.
And the pastor's looking around. He drops to his knees, and tears start coming out of his eyes. He goes, oh, my God, you've got to believe. You actually have to believe. You know, I mean,
it helps.
Well, you're not even going to step out and study God's word. You're not going to step out and study anything about Christ if you don't, first of all, truly believe who he was and believe that he was here and believe what he did for us.
The demons believe in God, man.
my buddy used to say, if the demon trembled at the name of Jesus, let's walk around the store and say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We'll watch clothes start falling over and everything, because, you know, they're all over the place. And we'll find out what the demons are. You know, but seriously, I mean, that is kind of tongue-in-cheek funny. But the reality is, if you believe what God's word says, then you believe that. And even people who are possessed are going to, you know, look a little whacked when you walk into a room.
But more and more, you know, to keep up with the standards of sophistication, we're being taught more and more that these are just stories, man. It's all allegorical or myths and things like that. And because so much of the culture is given over to that, then the culture is the logical conclusion to that is that the culture are going to believe that the consequences aren't real either. That's why people seem to be afraid of the consequences, or that they have that they're above the consequences or whichever, because the consequences are just a story. They're just a myth. And, you know, unfortunately, you have parents that they don't have the patience or the stamina to teach. And, you know, and I don't, who knows where the blame falls short for this, man? It's like, I mean, even with God, it's like, hey, man, I'm going to give you the free choice to do this. What you going to do? And God didn't do anything wrong, you know, but still Adam and Eve were like, I'm going to trust this influence over here. Like, for what? Why? And so if anybody understands, God does. So, but, you know, we have a duty, man, to try to do what we can. But let me just say this really quick. even though this happened between Adam, Eve, God, and the devil, nobody can come to the conclusion that God dropped the ball. He did not. He didn't do anything wrong. And he gave them no excuse to be able to do that. At least we want to be able to say, hey, you know, God, guide me in my steps and how I can do this. Where at least if I stand before you, could say, yeah, I know that you tried. I know you're not perfect, but I know that you tried.
But have you noticed, and I don't know how many churches or preachers you've listened to, whether it's online or what have you, or even talking to your friends, there's no adversary for them. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? It's like, first and foremost, they put everything, and here's what you and I've had some fun with anyway in the past. I always go, look, if you blame or give God credit for everything around you, then if you pray for God to take something away from you, and he's put it on you, then you're praying in disobedience. Right? So if you don't know God's voice, and you don't know what God's word says, then you don't know if you're getting slammed from the devil, or God's put something in your way. Now, sure, you're really screwed, right? I mean, seriously. You know?
Yeah, you got to have the discernment, you know, of what it is that the Lord, and that's part of getting to know him. That way you can say, okay, I'm pretty sure that I'm operating in what would be wise in God's eyes and right in his sight. Examining the nature of how he moves and the history of how he's done things with people. So, you know, those things need to be known. And we need to be able to handle it whether we get what we want or whether we don't. You know, people sometimes their faith is shaken by what they don't get, but their faith can be shaken by what they do get, too. It's like they go off the deep end. It's just like Jesus said. It's like, look, hey, Pops, is there any way, if there's a way that this cup can pass for me, that would be fantastic. But your will be done, you know, not mine.
I've seen what these morons can do. Can you stop this? But anyway, I always say the same thing. Thank God I'm not God, because there'd be a whole bunch of dust piles on this planet. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with.
with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot you can do up there. Some of you Roku and Apple TV watchers, we are live both on Roku and Apple, working on Amazon. They are not so friendly to us anyway. And the only service that we actually got... We got up there, it worked for 2 days, and somehow, all of a sudden, the videos can't be played anymore. Just amazing how that happens. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring them on with me. Alfonso, Rachel, we refer to as Zoe, is on with me. I just love it when we can hit this stuff up. And, you know, Zoe, lately in the news, all we, and the talk we had during the break was perfect. I mean, all we hear about is racism, racism this. Now the area where George Floyd was killed. Now this is a public street, a public sidewalk, right? Public intersection. There are now posted rules for whites and blacks. Okay? I knew you'd laugh at this one. Okay?
The irony, man.
Right. The Deep South in the 40s and 50s. I mean, really? We're bringing this back again? So, but I asked you the question during the break, and you know my heart. I mean it sincerely. Where are the Christians? You know, when the apostles were all in one accord in one place, look at how powerful they were, what they were able to get accomplished, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, they are dividing us. We have black Christians. We have white Christians. We have Asian Christians, you know. We have women Christians of color. I'm going, look, just have some fun. and Google some of the different groups in the churches. From within the churches, you've got denominations inside of denominations inside of denominations. Mm-hmm. We are not on one accord in one place. Am I wrong?
Nah, man, people are spellbound by that word diversity, man, and diversity and divide share the same root, and they're using that spell to divide people further, and just the irony of these people segregating themselves. It's like, man, when the Lord looks at us, he ultimately is going to be looking at a sea of nations. You know, that's a good thing. But people trying to divide themselves. And right now, man, even in America, it's like, the word is being fulfilled because it says nations will rise up against nations and kingdom against. You don't have to have these places outside of our border. We got nations rising up against each other right now.
I don't know what your Bible says, but mine's God told Abraham he would be the father of many colors. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it says?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and the foreigner will be come in and worship God the same way as Israel. So and we're talking Old Testament here, you know, guys, you know, so but the thing is, you know, Joe, we have in Christianity, there's too much of it, not all, man, but too much of it is trying to show this love, you know, the agape love and love of your color, you know, and they think that this is what Jesus is talking about. But the problem is that people are loving according to the affairs of men and trying to look, you know, accepting and woke and all that sort of stuff, you know, trying to appeal to men. And Jesus calls this satanic. You know, he told Peter, he's like, hey, man, you're caught up with the affairs of men. I got a job I got to do. Don't be a stumbling block to me, man. I know what I got to do. And you don't get it because you're looking at this from a humanistic point of view. God hates that. And I'm going to call you Satan for it. And that's what a lot of these folks out there are doing right now. Joe, man, it's like, you know, they're not speaking up. Because, you know, they think that they're just supposed to be this church bubble and God is on the throne and all that sort of stuff. And then when you have those who do speak up, they speak up from the wrong angle and think that they're supposed to be speaking up for social justice and this equity and this equality and stuff like that, because that's what Jesus would have wanted. And Jesus is like, no. It's like, no.
Okay. You and I kind of talked about this before. It's that's where that term, for me anyway, Joe Messina, when you say God's will always gets done, it goes through me like a red hot rod because, you know, if God told you to do something, then you don't, all right, technically his will eventually get done. But if he tells you to do something and you're disobedient, many of us have been, I might be plan B. I might go, God, I ain't going over there. And then he's got to go to plan C. Now, eventually what he wants to get done will get done. I'm in agreement with you there. But too many Christians use that term not to engage. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was
like
God's
Jonah,
will
man.
That Joe Biden got elected. It's God's will that all these people are being killed. It's God, it's like, what are you, how much dope are you smoking?
Yeah, it's that would be like saying, hey, it was God's will that Adam ate the fruit. Yeah, it's like, no.
Thank you.
God did not want him to do that. God had a plan for it if he did, but I'm pretty darn sure that God would have preferred it if Adam wouldn't have eaten that fruit.
Well, look at, and this is, I say this tongue-in-cheek, and you know it, but I have a ball with it. It's like, if everything is of God, if everything is of God's will, then why did we stop slavery? That was God's will. Mm-hmm. Why did we stop the Jews being killed? Ooh, that was God's will too. I mean, what do we get away with? Stop it! You know, the girls being gang raped at the border. Oh, that's God's will. Step back, dude. Don't be getting in God's way. This is
right.
Right.
Rape is funny, man. But
this is to take it to that degree, right? Everything that happens. Well, what are you responsible for then? If everything that happens, what are you responsible for, right?
Exactly, man. And the thing is, you know, and like I said, that, you know, that kind of stuff isn't funny, but, you know, but the point taken, man, it's the irony and mm-hmm. the lack of discernment in what God is saying with these things. And yeah, man, you know, we're supposed to, God's will is going to get, just like we're saying, God's will is going to get done.
Right.
God knows what to do with our mess. He knows what to do with our mistakes. We're not supposed, it would be a case of cosmic entrapment if God made us to do these sins, you know, and then is going to punish us for us if we don't accept them. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. Just because God knows what we're going to do doesn't mean that he makes us do it. Like even the case with Pharaoh already had a hard heart. You know, he was already doing the Jews dirty. But God's just like, okay, you want to play like that? I'm going to make it to where you guys do not have an excuse to not see who I am. So I'm going to go ahead and let you be you. Matter of fact, I'm going to help you be you. But God didn't make him be anything that he wasn't already and then punished him for it. Pharaoh had plenty of opportunity to drop to his knees and say, you know what, God, I surrender. Right? But he didn't do that.
No.
You know, so, you know, this thing where God makes us, you know, or like, you know, even with Joe Biden, you know, the thing is, I mean, I'm a firm believer that we get the government that we deserve.
Oh, yeah.
No, but, and in this case, you know, I know a lot of Trump supporters don't like to hear that, but hey, all the salvational, faith that they put in Trump for America, you know, it's like, look, guys, it's not Trump's job to save America. America's already saved. That distinction belongs to Jesus. And when you guys think that America is going to take Trump to save America, guys is like, excuse me? You know what that sounds like? That sounds like you, like them Herodians who were paying tribute to Caesar. Remember when we talked about that coin and they're ready to pay tribute to this guy? Well, it seems that you guys are looking too much to pay tribute to Trump as your savior. This isn't going to go well for your country.
Oh, and what did we go to, though? We went, you know, jokingly, we went from the frying pan to the fire, so to speak, right? You know, and again, you talked about it a little while ago. You got to write, the Bible tells us to rightly divide the word. You've got to know what those words mean. We've talked about this a million times where the English language only has one word for love. Well, the Bible uses six different words for love that specifically has six different meanings to it. Everything from God's love to your wifely love to erotic love, it's all there, but it's broken out in, well, plain simple Latin, whatever. But because English ain't plain and simple. But, you know, you're talking about Pharaoh's hardened heart. Some people who've had that stubborn child or whatever where you the more you squeeze, or the more, they know what the rule is and they're going to break the rule. They don't care what you have to say. And the more you squeeze, the harder they push back. And you're thinking, Mike, what are you, Pharaoh? I mean, seriously, are you that dull? I'm going to win. You know, it just depends on how many beatings you want to take, so to speak, before we get there. And that's what we've become. We've become a nation of a group of prideful people. I've heard Christians or soft Christians or people that are on the fence say, I'll just work it out with God when I get there. I'm going, okay, there's a couch. I'm sure there is, because God's going to give me popcorn and Pepsi and let me sit there and watch somebody try to explain how he knows better than the creator of the universe. I'm going to love that. I know that's terrible, but I'm still going to love it. God, I'm sorry, God.
that is going to be like almost like a case of or an episode of Law and Order or something like that. Where we're just gonna, because Paul said, "Man, don't you know that you guys are going to judge the angels? We're God's jury, man. We're gonna be there." You know, of course, I hope you know that I get to be in that number. I don't want to judge anybody, but that's an appointment for us. The Lord, I mean, the Word says so. The Lord says so. So it's like we're going to be.
You ever watch Cops? When they're arguing, somebody's arguing with the, you know, they just got caught with the gun in their hand or the drink or whatever, right? And they're arguing with the cop, and you're sitting back and you're laughing on the couch and you go, "I'm really? Did you just say that?"
Like, dude, you're so busted.
He was looking right at you.
So busted. We're gonna be in heaven singing that, man. We're gonna be like, you know, as the trial goes on, we're gonna be like, bad boys, what you gonna do?
You know, like, oh God.
It's like, that ain't gonna hold up, man.
And we're not laughing at people's demise. It's just like you look at stuff and you say, it's very simple. God's word doesn't require a college degree. It's very simple. Just read, ask for guidance, you'll get it. He doesn't lie. Anyway.
And for that reason, man, that means it's just like you said. No need a college degree. That means it should be easy to understand. It should be easy to get.
Yeah, if you want to, and you ask for God.
If you want to.
Yeah. All right, bro. Tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Got the Zopium Den, the Zoloft 20-pound sledge. See y'all there.
And I think if everything keeps going the way go right, you and I will have a pretty good announcement maybe next week. We'll see. And it has nothing to do with Fox News, people. Anyway. Be back later. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour. You're listening to The Real Side.